News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
One of the impacts of that economic growth that Simon Coveney was talking about over the past while has been the pressure on housing and the need for housing, and as a function of that, the increase in house prices. And the latest DAF.ie price report shows that though they continue to grow, they grow at a slightly less rapid rate in Dublin, though there is a schism developing between Dublin and the rest of the country. I'm joined now by economist at Trinity College Dublin and author of the DAF.ie report, Ronan Lyons. Ronan, there's a split between Ireland and Dublin.
Not just Dublin, it's actually all the cities at the moment. We had, you and I had conversations a couple of years ago about, you know, Dublin sort of doing something, doing its own thing in the housing market, especially post-COVID. But now it's a wider urban thing that not just Dublin, but Cork and Galway and Limerick cities in particular, and Waterford to a lesser extent, they're seeing largely stable prices. So on average across urban areas, prices unchanged now compared to a year ago. Dublin are up slightly in listing prices, but if you look at transactions prices, they're down slightly. So more or less unchanged compared to a year ago. But if you go outside the cities, in particular, if you head, say, northwest or southeast, you'll see 6-8% increases year on year, which is largely unchanged compared to a year or two ago.
And is that driven by demographics? Is that driven by a cultural shift in how people are working? Why the difference?
So the shift in how people worked goes back longer than the last year or two. If we go back to, if we take COVID as a starting point for changing a trend into a jump, you know, there had been a sort of a slow trend towards more mobile working, but then as we all know, it's kind of leaped forward overnight in March 2020. Since then, we've seen big increases, 70-80% in some parts of the country in prices in just 6 years. But Dublin saw only a 30% increase in the same period. So certainly there's a change in tastes. The other thing that's happening, which is maybe more relevant just for the last 12 months or so, is a change in supply. So in the cities and in some parts of Leinster, we're seeing an increase in secondhand supply. So after COVID happened and with the invasion of Ukraine, interest rates went up, but they were well flagged increases in interest rates in Ireland. So people got a chance to fix before they went up. If you fixed your interest rate for 3 or 5 or 7 years, a lot of those are coming off those fixed terms now. They had locked people into the homes they were in, and now people, if they want to move, are doing so. And you see more listings activity, more properties coming on the market. That's particularly evident at the moment in the urban areas. It hasn't really filtered through into say, Munster and Connacht and Ulster outside the cities, where actually still incredibly tight supply on the market.
Now, it is worth clarifying again, we are not talking about a reduction in house prices. We are talking about a reduction in the rate at which house prices are increasing. And as you look at that overall increase running now at about, I think it's 3.8% is what your figures would show. What does that suggest in terms of the rate of supply? Is it getting anywhere near the level that will cause that to either arrest or reverse?
We're still both, if you think about the sales market, is it's a combination of how much existing homes turn over. So how frequently does the typical property come on the market, and then how many new homes are getting built? And in both those, we're kind of stuck below where we would need to be. So, for example, if you look at the flow of secondhand homes onto the market over the last year, there's been about 56,000 homes put up. 53,000 homes put up on the market. That's an increase, but only a 1% increase. And to give that number some context, before in 2018 or 2019, there might have been between 65 and 70,000 homes, secondhand homes coming on the market. We're well below on the secondhand side. And you and I have chatted many times before about how many homes need to get built. The country is building maybe 35,000 homes a year. Now, that's not just homes for sale. That's also rental and social housing as well. But as a country, we need to be building between 60 and 70,000 homes a year. So we're on the second hand side, we're a little bit below where we need to be. And on the new build side, we're still a good bit below where we need to be.
And in terms of listed prices, we're not quite ahead of our absolute peak in the Celtic Tiger, but very nearly.
That's right. If you look at how close it's not a target, obviously. But if you look at how close prices are to their Celtic Tiger peak in Dublin, they're still about 5% below their Celtic Tiger peak. In Munster, they're about 1% on average, and in Connacht, they're a little bit less than 1%. So I wouldn't be surprised if, at least for some parts of the country, we're talking about prices surpassing their Celtic Tiger peak at some point later this year.
Ronan, thanks as ever. Ronan Lyons, economist at Trinity College Dublin and author of the Daft.ie report.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.